You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. You know that social and mobile selling should be key elements of your business strategy, but specifics are sometimes really hard to nail down. With us now to demystify social and mobile selling is our very own friend, Marcia Collier. She's the best-selling author of eBay and Social Media for Dummies series. She's a top-rated seller herself, and she's known on eBay as Marcia underscore C. Marcia, how can I bring my eBay sales in?
Hi, Griff. How are you? So good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to 21st you.
21st century, it's all about mobile. Let me jump right in and tell you that in 2014, they're expecting over $57 billion in sales and $76 billion in 2015.
Yikes.
I mean, this is all going to be done via mobile. And an interesting thing, when you get sales on eBay mobile, people going through their tablets and things, there was a recent study by eMarketer that says while 86% of U.S. smartphone internet time was spent in apps, as in the eBay app, they have found that the bulk of sales actually come from people visiting the eBay website on their mobile.
Oh.
People prefer looking at the full website.
Rather than the app. So you have to make sure you look good in both places.
Exactly. And that is so important because I've seen too many mobile listings that have a one-line description. And it's not like the old days where people took the time to really put in a description. And it's time to come back to some of those best practices of really caring about your description.
It's a good point.
Okay, so I put eBay.com in my search on my cell phone, and it brought me the m.ebay.com.
Yeah.
Well, on a tablet, you generally have an alternative where you can view the desktop site.
Yeah, you can on the phone,
too. Oh, it says classic site down at the bottom. Let me click on that. Okay, got it.
It's a little tough on a small phone screen.
Yeah, it is.
They did find out that when it comes to clicking the buy, they'll double-check it on the eBay site. And that's an interesting stat because, you know, mobile buying, obviously, it's the bulk of what's going on. So how can, as a seller, you take advantage of mobile? List your stuff via mobile. And again, this is always a two-pronged deal. When you're listing via mobile, be sure you fill in everything. Be sure you double-check everything. And I highly recommend that when you go through and list a bunch of items through your mobile apps, that you go back to eBay immediately and go through, click revise, and see if there's anything you can buff up on your desktop that really doesn't double your time. What it does is it improves the look of your listings.
Well, I'm so glad we had you on today because Griff and I just discussed it a few minutes ago about mobile.
We did.
And how important it is to the eBay seller. And I'm just trying to learn how to make my listings look good in both.
Well, let me tell you, the eBay app is, of course, tied to eBay and a fabulous way to list on the site. But there are other eBay certified apps, you know, that you can find through the eBay app store that also list on eBay. For example, there's one called worldlister.co, which interestingly is a web-based app. It's not an app on your phone. It's a website that views on your phone the same way it does on your desktop. And they're still in beta, but they have gotten an amazing way to list very quickly. And it's just, you're presented with a bunch of questions, you answer the questions, then you can review everything, and you can launch it to eBay. So worldlister.co, being certified for eBay, is a great alternative. But again, whether you're listing on the eBay app or worldlister.co, go to the desktop. Double-check your listing. Be sure your store categories are correct. Be sure that you have all your item specifics in there. Because sometimes, when you're rushing through a mobile app, you might forget them. It's not as intuitive, which is why I say know the eBay site and know what the customers are going to be looking for when you're listing. You need to be pretty expert at eBay to be listing via mobile.
So if I'm going to become an expert, Marcia, do I need any tools to make this whole process of listing on mobile easier?
Well, to be honest with you, you need to know eBay. New sellers need to go to eBay and learn the listing process. Learn what global shipping is. Learn the different ways, the options that eBay gives you for your listings. Also, on my blog, I post interesting things to help online sellers. But when it comes to pictures also, now, Griff, you're a longtime fan of the Cloud Dome, right?
I haven't used it for a while, yes, but it's a wonderful tool.
But you know they have a new one
for
cell phones and tablets.
Oh, no, I have to buy it.
All right, what is it?
I sell it on eBay. No.
Okay, what is it?
It's called the Nimbus Dome, and it's a small, it's 5x7, and it has a band that holds your phone on it, and it effectively does the exact same thing that a Cloud Dome used to do. But you can, of course, attach your phone to a Cloud Dome, which is a much larger tool. And what these are light diffusers that take away harsh shadows, and they give you a better picture quicker. You don't have to fiddle fart around.
Okay. I'm going to fiddle fart. I love that expression.
I know.
Oh, I have a new expression. I've heard it before, but I've never used it.
Well, there you go. You know, the whole thing in listing on eBay is it shouldn't eat up your time. You shouldn't hate it. You want to get your listings up quickly, and that's important. But again, go to the desktop site right afterwards and double-check all your listings. Be sure your categories are right. And then, when you have good listings, then go to social media and start building your audience.
Okay, so I see it's like I found... Oh, Marcia Collier's Fabulous Finds. I found one for...
That's a pathetic store name.
I found one for $79.99.
Not bad, huh?
In your store.
Well, you can get it on the Cloud Dome site, too. I mean, you don't have to buy it on
eBay. This is cool. So you put your cell phone on it.
Now, do you notice that I have a video in my listing?
Yes.
I think a demo video of any product, especially in mobile society, where people don't have to click links to go to different places, is very important. A World Lister, it's built into their listing app that you can just put a link to a YouTube and put it in your listing. And when you're selling on eBay, of course, you use the YouTube coding. And you use that in the HTML mode. But videos really work to sell products.
Well, this is very interesting, Griff. Have you seen it? Did you see it yet?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of cool.
Tell me.
And another thing, you know, before we say something quick about social, we need to get back to basics. Say thank you to your customers. What's going to set you as an eBay seller apart from the big guys? And hey, there are some huge sellers on eBay, not to mention any names, but they're way bigger brands than most of us will ever be. What I do is when I ship orders, I send a note to each of my buyers. You get the email through PayPal. Now, this isn't spamming. What you do is you thank them. You give them their tracking number. Now, this is even though eBay sends it, they may not click on that eBay email. And I've had that happen before. Subject of your email might be eBay purchase and the name of the item. Thank them. Let them know that you want your customers to be happy. Don't go through one of those ridiculous, I need 5 stars because otherwise it'll be bad for me. Because really the buyer doesn't care. The buyer cares about them and what you're doing for them. So make it a short personal email, send one out to each of your customers, and you'll be surprised that many people will respond to you and say, thank you for the information. It's like they never heard this before. And it puts a social face.
And, you know, I never thought about that before, but Griff, she's right. Sometimes you get so many messages from eBay.
Yeah, it's true.
That you may not think, oh, well, there's...
It could drive you crazy.
It can drive you nuts.
Yeah, and when you get an email, and if you just bought something on eBay and it says eBay purchase in the subject line with the name of the item, you're going to click it. And this goes back, Griff, way to the back old days, back in the late 90s when we used to send emails like that.
Oh, yes.
So very quickly, can you tell us how we can best promote our listings on social media? Just give us a couple of tips.
Quick tips. Go to sites like WeFollow. Find people for you to follow that are into eBay. People list themselves by subject. For example, if you sell fashion, if you sell jewelry, if you sell electronics, find people to follow. Find these people and build your audience. Social media is not fast. You have to build your audience so that when you do post a special item, and that might be one a day, amongst several other, many other tweets that you've spaced throughout the day, you can use a free app like Buffer, bufferapp.com, which will allow you to space your tweets throughout the day. Tweet interesting things. If you are selling suitcases and travel items, look for travel stories on the web and share those. That way you build an audience that listens to you, that's interested in what you're selling.
And it's free advertising, if you think about it.
I just tweeted a link just before the show about connecting and using social media. So my blog is mcollier.blogspot.com, and I'm always putting ideas, ways to make money that the little guy can compete with the big guys, and the more you list, the more you sell. And that's an important thing. Don't just sit around and think about it and stare at that pile of merchandise. Set aside a day. Scan those barcodes. You can do that with the eBay app. You can do it with WorldLister. You can do it anyway. Get your items up on eBay.
Our music is getting ready to start. You know, this is really Marcia Collier's world, and we're all living in it. I love your life, Marcia. I love to watch your adventures.
I'd look good in her clothing, too. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up, it's time for open phones on eBay Radio, and that's where you play your part at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Shipping between one and five packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You've found your shipping sweet spot.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.